On tonight's Hillbilly Nerd Talk, soccer, asthma, city council, crazy politics, city cat versus country cat, and a huge sarcophagus.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk with Hank and Petra.
Welcome to Hillbilly Nerd Talk. I'm Hank.
And I'm Petra.
Petra, I've been sleeping to something new this week.
What are you sleeping to?
To soccer. I found something else just as boring, put you right to sleep, just like the Comet TV.
I've been wondering why you weren't watching the Godzilla movies on Comet.
Well, it's tempting, and I do watch them.
Yeah.
I love Comet. I bet that's got to be free on the internet, too.
It is. I've already talked about it to other people, and they found it on the internet. You can find Comet TV.
I love it.
And it is just an endless well of cheesy science fiction and monster movies.
That's it.
To keep you entertained. It's delightful. It really is.
It's like 60s, 50s. Some of them are black and white.
It's eating Cheese Whiz on pretzels.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's great to sleep to. And yeah, this week, you're right, to have like a Godzilla marathon.
Yes,
some sort of thing. Like every day there's a Godzilla movie.
I'm walking past here going, what in the world are you sleeping to soccer? So it's even more boring than Godzilla.
Yep.
Okay.
It is. There's a few little stories come out of this soccer thing I was going to share. One is they're down to the finals now.
Oh.
That's one I was sleeping to there. I actually woke up just to the end of it. Croatia beat England. So now the finals are Croatia versus France. And
all
they're
right.
playing this tournament in Russia.
Okay.
Of all things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. And by the way, where is Croatia? I hate to sound like an idiot. Some Eastern European-ish
it
sounding.
Is.
It sounds like where Borat should be from. Like it sounds that Middle Eastern-y. Eastern, you know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, it comes up immediately.
See, I'm not the only
yes,
one.
Yes, it is. Okay. Actually, it's not that Eastern European.
Well, wherever they have a kick-ass, God. No pun intended,
oh, no.
soccer team.
Wait a minute. It's trying to tell me how to get to Croatia from here.
Nice. That'd be a long-ass trip. That's nice.
Well, no. All right. It is like right beside Italy here.
Ah, it's beside Italy.
I was trying to blow the map up. Yeah, but like across the water.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it's.
Wow. Right next to Slovenia.
Yes.
Serbia.
All those.
Bosnia.
Well, those are, I guess, Eastern Asian countries. They used to be a part of
the Soviet Union,
I think.
I'm going to go with.
I
was right.
I'm not sure. God, it's
I'll
been so
that.
Long since I've been in school.
Eastern Europe, I'll take it.
Okay.
So, anyway,
no.
we got Mr. Mr. What?
I think he's...
Huh?
Never mind. Sorry, I'm having a brain fart.
It's in Europe, right? Is that the general gist of it?
General gist of it, yeah.
Got it. Well,
God, let's not get bogged down in this anymore, please. My brain hurts.
Yeah, exactly. There's a dude from which team was that? Who's been on the ground 14 minutes. They've been timing this dude, how much he fakes and just general soccer
agony
silliness. Yeah, like somebody touches him and he acts like he's just dying.
Is it the same guy that got his ear flipped and was called off in the stretcher?
No, but I think it's the same. They had the same acting coach, I think.
Okay.
As far as that goes. And then I did read a little article today about basically why the United States, we didn't even make the tournament. First of all, it really is like a worldwide tournament. That's kind of cool.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know. I guess there's pre-tournaments. I'm going to butcher this. Some soccer people are just going to go.
Just
going to
rip. Yes.
Just
the geography people and the soccer people are going to have a ball with us tonight.
But anyway, the gist of it is we didn't make it into the main part of the tournament. Let's just call
it that. Like we didn't even get to go to Russia.
No, we didn't even come close. We got beat out by Panama who apparently Panama, like, we were like one of the only games that they even won. Like some of the teams, like England, that just got beat in the quarterfinals by Croatia. Apparently, England beat Panama like 6-1.
All right, I
and
just
Panama
wonder,
beat us, so we're just the worst. We're just the absolute worst in the world.
Do we even like make good soccer players? Like, are there good soccer players from America playing on France's team? Because it's just so much more glamorous and fun to play in Europe.
I don't think so. I read an article today in USA Today, and it was a commentary type article.
Uh-huh.
But they had some good thoughts, and I was thinking about this too. I think it's a combination. I think one, a lot of our best athletes in our country, uh-huh, they just don't migrate to soccer, at least not after grade school. After grade school, most of your good athletes, one, try to play football. If they can't play football, or next is basketball, then next is baseball, and then last is high school soccer, I think.
For men,
but yeah.
The women's, but this would honestly explain, because honest, you know, we've kind of joked about this, like how tough, like, USA women's soccer is, mm-hmm, compared to men's soccer. That's, there aren't as many women's sports, so you don't have, I mean, you've got women's basketball,
right,
of course, but there's still a lot of our best female athletes probably do go into soccer. So that's probably why we're good,
yeah,
with women's team, but not with the men's.
That's one of my theories of that. And then the other thing in this article, which we've kind of alluded to before, these other countries, frankly, are just, again, we're talking men's soccer.
Yeah.
Maybe women, you said women's have won some. At least they're better,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But they're just tougher than us, frankly. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, but we are a country of fucking marshmallow little daffodils that are so, I mean, and this article points it out.
Okay, baby boomerang.
You know what? I'm not the only one. You can look it right up. And I do believe that's exactly what it is. This whole article, the whole point of it was that we're driving our little soccer kids, uh-huh, in SUVs 2 or 3 hours to play other soccer kids with shin guards and fancy uniforms, mm-hmm, brand new soccer balls on these pristine fields. And other countries, poor kids, literally, I mean,
are kicking a bag of garbage.
They're kicking a ball barefooted on dirt with a herd of other little kids. And it's the community, just pride in a community. And they're just tough as nails.
Well,
I think that's a big part of it.
I'm sure there is.
And this article is saying, which, you know, going kind of what I just said, like our kids are in these fancy uniforms with the shin guards and all the bullshit, and they're kicking around cones and this and that. You know, they're doing these drills and all this. Well, those other kids are out in the street kicking the shit out of each other, playing pickup games of soccer on the street, basically. Yeah. So I totally get that. I think they're onto something, and I'll latch right onto it. And I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think you're right. I think it's funny because my hairdresser this morning was just saying something so similar to that. She's like, I'm talking about, like, her kids getting sick all the time. And she's like, you know, there are kids eating out of garbage cans in this country. And they probably have great immune systems because they've never had a vaccine or anything in their entire lives.
Right.
She was like.
And maybe that's a, you know, whatever. I'll just own it. If that's an old curmudgeon thing, then I'll just be an old curmudgeon about it. But I swear. And you know what? Our generation, our parents, they were right about us. We weren't as tough as they were.
Exactly.
I get it. And this next generation, they're not as tough as we are. But, they're not as a whole.
But, I mean, these are really, 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 you know, first world problems to be sitting, you know, talking about. Like, oh, we suck at soccer. When they're really, I mean, it is pitiful. Like, disparities. And I kind of love seeing, you know, like, the underdog countries just whoop the living shit out of first world countries that are...
It definitely,
yeah, you know, rah rah rah.
Yeah, it definitely gives the rest of the world a way to just kick the shit out of the United States
it
for
does.
Once in something.
It does, and I'm kind of proud of them for it.
Kind of,
I mean, like literally right now, I had a real heart-to-heart talk with my hairdresser this morning and bemoaning the state of everything in the world, and you know. It's weird. I don't root against us in any big, major way. But honestly, that one little moment of, yeah, we didn't even make it past Panama, it is kind of fun. Yay.
I'm kind of torn. I'm kind of torn, too, because my competitive, being an American, I want to win in everything. On the Olympics, I want to win every single medal in every single competition.
All right.
And I want to do that in soccer, too. But then again, when we don't, I get it.
In America, embodies everything that is shitty about being a, you know, upper class elitist snob. It is. It's the shit cream on the top of a shit smoothie. It is.
Well, there you go. That's American soccer, and that's why we suck, according to Petra. That sum it up.
Oh, I've had a very, very rough day, people. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, one of the things that goes into, you know, the soccer and the whole cupcake thing, I've been griping about this all week, almost talked about it last show, I think, we just didn't get to it, is, you know, I've figured out that apparently younger adults,
oh no.
Because this is the only people doing this bullshit. I don't know what else to say. They now think that if they get hot, they have asthma. They somehow think that being a little hot, like if it's 76 degrees in their office.
All right,
first
off.
That flares up their, quote, asthma.
Ting, ting, ting.
And they don't fucking have asthma.
That was a 35-year-old.
Okay.
35-year-old.
Which one are you talking about?
The one that you're talking about in the office over here that I was going to hook up an air conditioner for.
I think she's younger than that. How do you think? What do you think, 35?
Because I was talking to her boss.
That lady looks younger than 35. But even if she is, I don't care. Whatever. Uh-huh. It's 15, almost 15 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. somehow these younger idiots have figured out
the rustiest old fart.
They figured out that if they say they have asthma and the heat aggravates their, quote, asthma, that's a way to bitch and to, they think they have a legitimate bullshit problem that they don't have.
Agreed.
I'm just going to say it.
Agreed. Or,
and here's how we
know
about it.
The word has spread that's how you get them to get better air conditioning in your building.
That's exactly right. It's like the, I know you didn't watch the show, but it's like that damn Seinfeld episode in real life where George Costanza figures out that if he pretends like he has a disability at work, that they give him all this shit. They give him like power wheelchairs and lifts that go up and down the stairs so he doesn't have to do that. Like, people, yeah, it's that in real life. This dummy, I'm going to bend a little bit. You know, I've been it anyway.
This she's dumb, younger than me.
This dumb bitch. And it's not that she's younger than me. That's not it. I'm going to get mad if you keep saying it.
Okay.
The point is that she says... It's an office worker in an office we rent space to. She's complaining. We literally have had 95 degree days here, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been horrible.
And any air conditioner, any HVAC guy will tell you, if your air conditioner cools 15 to 20 degrees less than the temperature outside, it's doing good.
Yeah.
So let's say it's 76 degrees outside. I mean,
yes.
It's 96 degrees outside.
Yes.
That means her office is about 76 degrees.
Yeah.
which is phenomenal. The air conditioner's working great.
That's what temperature it is in here right now, I think. And
yeah,
it feels very comfortable.
Of course, because yeah,
and we are sitting still.
Yeah,
we're not up. You know,
because we're Grizzly Adams living Little House on the Prairie toughness compared to this chick.
Well, yeah, we are.
So she complains to her boss. So I have to go out and get air conditioner people to go and explain to her and her boss and 10 other people that the air conditioner's working fine. This lady, you know, she says she has asthma, but let me tell, and this is why I tell the boss, but let me let you in on a little secret about this chick. She goes out to her car, walks out of this office that's 76 degrees. Mm-hmm. She walks out into 96 degree weather.
Yes.
Walks across the parking lot to her car.
Which has got to be 106.
At least. Probably 120 degrees inside her car.
Yeah.
She opens the door, gets in her 120 degree car, and then smokes.
With her asthma.
With her asthma. Like, I would, God damn her. I just want to put.
It's a liar,
and then we're going to have to go over there, and like I said, we're going to have to do a George Costanza tomorrow. We're going to have to go over there in her office and install a portable air conditioning unit for her office only.
Yep.
So it's bullshit. It's bullshit. And now another worker in another office that we rent space to in a different building.
Mm-hmm.
And these two are totally unrelated unless somehow they're best
probably
friends.
Sitting beside each other in the parking lot smoking.
Maybe they're smoke buddies. But this dummy is caught on to the same con.
What's the temperature in their office?
Well, their air conditioner was broken, and it did need a repair.
Uh-huh.
So that's okay. I don't mind that.
Uh-huh.
But it got up to like 78, 80 degrees one day.
Yeah.
Because it was broke.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Call in the service call. She's calling twice a day. When's it going to be fixed? It's hurting my asthma. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, it's been called in. Chill the hell out. Well, I've got asthma. I just don't know how I want to work in this heat.
Go to another office.
Yeah, move to fucking Alaska, bitch.
That's a bit extreme.
What the hell? I mean, if people are that aggravated, if their, quote, asthma is aggravated so bad every time the temperature gets anywhere above 77 degrees, well, then how can they even live here?
Well, it aggravates me on behalf of people who really do have asthma, because if you really are suffering, like if the woman that was calling really was having asthma attacks because of the temperature, you're not going to take it seriously because you've been watching the other woman down here go into her car smoking. Yeah, you know, over and over again. And I'm sorry if you're smoking and complaining about asthma at the same time. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Right?
I'm sorry. It's kind of one of those things where I'm just going to shrug my shoulders at you and go, it balances.
Yeah. It's nuts. And yeah. And whatever. Even if she does have asthma, well, that's fine. You don't have to call me twice a day to, when's the air conditioner going to get fixed? Oh my God, I'm dying. Well, either go the hell home, move to Alaska, do something.
I guess some people just can't make those decisions. I don't know. I mean, was she looking for just a time frame?
I don't know. I just told her basically it'd been, in a nutshell, it's been called in, leave me the fuck alone.
Okay.
Kind of a situation. Not in that mean a way.
Okay.
But basically, like, it's been called in. We'll get to it as fast as we can. I'm sorry it's hot. You know, all the bullshit things that you don't really mean.
Yeah.
Would you really want to say what I'm saying now, which is why we even have this show, in a way, to be able to get some of this venom out.
You really are mad at these women.
You will be too when you're over there installing that thing tomorrow. So anyway, so there you go, World Cup, and I totally relate to our little cream puffs here in our country. I guarantee yeah, it's just drives me crazy.
It just really does. You're like losing your mind over
yes,
it.
Yes, I don't like it.
Well, you're going to come unhinged just like the city councilwoman in Kansas, aren't you?
Kansas city councilwoman.
Yes, yes.
And local politics. You know, it's still wide open, isn't it?
Oh, well, you're going to love the information that I found out.
There's some crazies in every town in that.
This is the best story ever. You're going to love this. And this picture, we are going to post this article, folks. Bless her heart. This is truly, like, you've heard of the movie, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown.
She said, bless her heart. It must be a real bad one.
Oh, it's bad. Carol Fowler, 48. Ran a foul of the law.
God, she's our age. Yes. It's about to happen. It's going to happen to me.
All right. This is the headline. Carol Fowler, 48, who won a seat on the city council of Huron, Kansas, with 2 votes last year, attacked deputies who tried to arrest her.
All right. Can I ask questions as we go?
Yes.
You're saying 2 votes total?
Yes.
Wow, this is a great
this
little,
is
what
why
a town.
Everybody should go vote. The town of Huron has 73 people in town.
Wow.
5 city council people, and she's one of them with 2 votes.
Wow. What bureaucracy.
Wow.
73 people, and they've got an incorporated town.
Yes. Wow. Wow. After winning 2 votes in a November 2017 election.
Well, that explains everything. Okay.
2 votes. You think this her and her husband voted for her?
Probably.
She won? That's it. Her and her husband. That's enough.
It says an estimated population of 73.
Why is that unbelievable?
Wow. Wow.
Okay. Well, so what'd Carol get all mad about?
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see. This is crazy. Like this article goes back and forth and around and around. Hang on. Let me find the story flow here. All right. Atchison, A-T-C-H-I-S-O-N.
Okay.
Atchison County Sheriff told the Globe that deputies took Fowler into custody at her home in Huron around 11:30 a.m. on Friday.
Okay.
They arrested her on a warrant for failure to show up, for being a pedestrian under the influence. So I guess it's kind of like public intox and interfering with law enforcement. So it sounds like she really doesn't like to be arrested. And she's a
well, she's all hoity-toity. She's a city councilwoman in that 75.
So when they went to her home to arrest her, she began kicking, hitting, and scratching the deputies.
Dang.
So they tased her to subdue her.
Sweet. Old 48-year-old lady getting tased.
Oh, my God. So both deputies that went to arrest her suffered superficial injuries.
Wow.
But she allegedly caused one more deputy to bleed, but their wounds didn't need medical attention. Then on Monday, they tried to finish booking her at the county jail.
Yeah.
All right, so she fought again. This time, they were trying to get her to remove her jewelry and her other personal items, and she bit a corrections officer on the thumb.
Dang.
So
this went up on Dateline. What is it? A Dateline story out of this.
I know. She was able to get hold of one of the corrections officer's thumbs with her teeth and actually broke the bone in his thumb.
Shit.
Holy cow.
What a mean lady.
All right, she faces a slew of charges stemming from what's transpired over the last few days. She was supposed to be in court on Monday to face charges, but the appearance was rescheduled because of her emotional and physical condition. Holy cow. Like, they're literally holding her head in, this picture. And it's kind of terrifying. This woman has, snapped, gone off the deep end, has nothing left to lose. Like, I'm in jail, motherfuckers. I'm gonna
That's you know, crazy. I know the, I'm sure the article didn't say the whole, wow. obviously, all the details. But if she was, like, publicly intoxicated or public, whatever that term was, why didn't they arrest her then? Why didn't they, why, I wonder why they waited and went to her house
later.
Oh,
they had, all right, they, she failed to show up for a hearing. And then there was
And the hearing was about that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta show up for your hearings.
Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
You gotta go to court. You can't just, fuck that. I'll just stay home.
Oh, wow.
Hope it goes away. Well, maybe they'll just forget about it.
they show up at your door.
Is that what they think? Well, maybe I'll just, maybe they'll just forget about that.
Oh, my gosh. Bless her heart. I actually.
What idiots.
Feel kind of bad for her, like, reading all of this, like, and seeing the picture. Like this is a woman that has snapped. She really has.
Wow. Ooh. Well,
anybody who's kind of gone that far.
Mm. Well, some of our little towns around here, we've talked about on past shows. There was a little town locally here that had a city council person who literally, no exaggeration, not making fun of anybody, was mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
He couldn't read or write. He was mentally handicapped. And he somehow... I don't even know how he would even know, but he figured out how to fill out whatever paperwork or get somebody to fill out the paperwork for him to run, and nobody else ran, and by hell, he was on city council. Sit up there and pretended, and to him, you know, in his mental capacity, hell, he thought he was king of England.
That's kind of funny, kind of sad.
So, it happens if he's wackadoos. Get elected. Two votes.
Two votes. This was from the Kansas City Star, by the way.
Wow.
Lisa Gutierrez reporting. Well, it was an awesome article. This was just a sassy article. I really enjoyed it. I was over here cackling.
Well, I would hope. Well, we'll stick to the...
And not laughing at some poor woman's misfortune, I promise.
Well, we are, but let's face it, she's an idiot.
Well, bad decisions. Bad decisions were made here.
Yeah, I don't mind. That's the whole point. I don't mind laughing at somebody that's an idiot doing it to themselves.
Yeah, that's still. I still feel bad for people who go crazy. I have to right now.
Well.
All right. I think I'm going to start throwing things at the back of your head.
No, all right. We can stick to the crazy politics thing. I did see this on Twitter today. It was kind of
a good
segue. Trivia. This is July 11th.
Okay.
In 1804, this is the day that Aaron Burr killed Alexander Hamilton. Or at least shot him. He died the next day. I guess tomorrow technically would be the death day. Can you... That's not that long ago. 1804? Really? We're talking...
200 years?
Yeah, just a little over 200 years ago. And at the time of this shooting...
And they were still dueling and it was still legal.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. Aaron Burr was the sitting vice president of the United States when this happened. Alexander Hamilton was out of politics for the time being, I guess, or he was in something. He is still.
I would love to see that musical, Hamilton. I want to know what it's all about.
I want to see it because I think it would be a total train wreck piece of garbage.
Really?
I mean, what? How? Maybe we'll. I should say I would deserve judgment, but I'm already judging. So.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, but I'll say this. Maybe my mind could be changed. But I just don't see how a musical about Alexander Hamilton.
People love it, dude.
Apparently, it's phenomenal.
People love it.
People love it, apparently. But I'm skeptical that, I don't know. I'm skeptical. Just because a million people go to see it does not mean it's good. We all know that.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, so, that's what happened. Apparently, they'd had a long-standing feud, and it was in New Jersey, where they had their
duel.
Their literal duel. And apparently, according to witnesses there, Alexander Hamilton fired first. And if you hear one side, he missed. was shooting at him and missed. And the other side is Alexander Hamilton finally basically came to his senses and shot in the air.
Uh-huh.
And then Aaron Burr shot him in the stomach. He's like, well, fuck you, asshole. You want to just shoot in the air? This will make this easy. I don't believe that part. That was
I don't know. From what I understand, though, like, they, like, Hamilton tormented Aaron Burr. Like literally bought a fucking newspaper so he could publish shit about, like he was a troll.
Back in the day, a troll.
He was a troll. I don't know. I mean, that's just the impression that I've picked up.
Well, it does say that about this time, duels and things like that were becoming more almost like a show. Uh-huh. Like, you challenge somebody to a duel, but you worked your shit out before you actually got to the point of actually dueling. So even this was kind of unusual. Wow. That they got, yeah, to this point. And that kind of backs up the thing about Hamilton just shooting in the air,
yeah,
to make whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, but if he did, then Hamilton's a dumbass. Because if somebody's got a loaded gun and it's a, quote, duel, and you shoot first, and if you did just shoot in the air, like, all right, look, I'm just shooting in the air. We're just playing here. Like, that dude's got a loaded gun who's hated you forever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust.
Yeah, that's a level of trust I do not have.
So I'm more going with Hamilton just missed, and then he was just screwed.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm curious.
Nobody knows exactly.
I'm curious.
But I will say this. They, like you said, they did hate each other forever. But listen to this. After this, in 1805, it's just a year later, this guy with a plot, he was in a plot with a dude named James Wilkerson, who was a commander-in-chief of the U.S. Army. And they plotted to march down and seize the Louisiana Territory. That fucking Aaron Burr was going to go down and try to take over and basically secede and make his own country in the newly purchased Louisiana Purchase. So he was an asshole. Hamilton was right about him.
I think that's the whole point of the musical.
Listen to this. I'll just read this one little paragraph.
Okay.
He went with this James Wilkinson, who is commander-in-chief of the U.S. Army, to seize the Louisiana Territory and establish an independent empire, which Burr presumably would lead. He contacted the British government and unsuccessfully pleaded for their assistance in this scheme.
Wow.
Later, when border trouble with Spanish Mexico heated up, Burr and Wilkerson conspired to seize territory in Spanish America for the same purpose. And nuts.
Yeah.
And then he went on trial for this, for treason.
Uh-huh.
This Wilkerson turned on him.
All right.
And he was tried for treason, and it says he got off on a, they did say, a technicality in the thing. So apparently he had a trial for treason. Uh-huh. And because of some technicality, he was found innocent, or maybe some, I don't know why. I don't know what they mean by that. But it said everybody in America basically knew what had happened. And it was enough to, he fled to Europe.
Dang.
And then.
I didn't learn any of that in school, did you?
No. And then apparently he fled to Europe for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then came back to New Jersey and kind of later in life and lived his life out in New Jersey, kind of in seclusion, just kind of quietly.
Wow.
So
if they had taught me stuff like that,
like, that's
in school,
interesting, right?
I would have been a history buff.
Yeah, I agree. So, died in 1836. So what about that,
cool,
dude? What a weird little cuss.
Information. That is weird. That is weird.
Just screw you, Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Alexander Hamilton, but he had to be cooler than you.
Yeah.
Trying to take over Louisiana, and then that didn't work, so he tried to take over Texas area, Spanish America. Who knows?
Yeah, that's just kind of...
What a goofy little shit.
Jerkery.
Well, that happened in 1804 on this day.
Well, you know what's happened on this day in 2018?
What's that?
We are trying to get a cat urine sample.
Ah, the old kitty cat urine sample. That's about difficult.
Yeah, we got to get Miss Kitty, Miss Chairman Meow's sample back to the vet tomorrow.
And so how do you get a urine sample from a cat?
Well, evidently it's really hard to do for most people, but because our little idiot likes to pee on bags, all I do is put a plastic, cat litter pan in the floor and then put a plastic bag in it and just wait for the magic to happen.
And she does this every time.
I think she's going to do it. We'll have to let our listeners know, but she was kind of checking it out earlier. I saw her looking. So she's going to wait until we're not looking, and then I'm sure she will pee on it.
She's a bag peer.
She is a bag peer.
What is the matter with you, Chairman Meow? Why you do that? Actually, it comes in handy. As
it
long as
does.
You don't leave bags on the floor.
No, the vet's office just absolutely loves that, because evidently it's really hard to get a cat to pee sometimes.
No kidding. I don't know what you would do.
No.
Put them in a cage and just feed them water and
pretty much that's what they do. Is they take them in and they put them on a cage where they're above a pan,
right?
So they're you know, which that can't be comfortable on them. My gosh,
well, no, but
and my cat's declawed. I don't ever want to have that happen to her. So she does this on her own. So this is kind of one of those. I tell her to pee on it, and she does.
Well, that's nice.
We have this weird little kitty relationship.
Well, that's nice little quirky. That does come in handy. This quirk.
It does.
Some of her silliness is just silly.
Yes. Some of it really is. But
this is useful silly.
This is. I thought it was funny. My brother was telling me about their cat gets neurotic if it watches the level of its cat food go down in the container. They used to have a clear container that kept the cat food in it, and he would get all like hyper and excited if they got low.
Yeah.
And then they got one that was opaque and he can't see it anymore, so it's okay. Like, he is a weird cat too.
Well, I saw my dad out in the country a few weeks ago when I was telling you about his country cat.
Whoa.
He's got a big old country cat that's just right in the prime of its life, and
She's beautiful.
Long legs and just an animal. Like,
yeah.
That cat, my dad's country cat, he doesn't have a name for it, just cat or kitty. just like an 86-year-old would.
Yeah.
That's great. But anyway, no, this cat kills like squirrels, mice. He says that cat brings in, like, they have to keep the door closed during the day. Which I don't know why you wouldn't, but they like to keep the door open.
Yeah. All right. And just so our listeners know, Hank's dad lives in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we know the cat is a terrorist, but it's...
you know, it's a country
cat. It's a well-stocked
cat. They live out
hunting
in the middle.
Area.
Yeah. So, yeah, mice, rats.
Farm. He's got his big garden and stuff.
Lizards.
He needs that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's very handy around the barns and the...
Yeah.
But anyway, this cat is a killing machine.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
And can leap. My gosh. That cat can jump from the ground to like a 5 or 6 foot shelf. Just fling. Like superpowers.
And our cat...
Our poor Chairman Meow.
She has to think about it to get on the couch.
She has panis. She's got like a big... floppy belly that hangs down.
Don't pick on my cat.
She has no claws.
No claws. She has no teeth.
A few teeth left.
Few teeth.
She has no fangs.
No. Poor baby.
Yeah, the difference between country cat and city cat is just comical.
You know what? When I'm sick, she lays on my belly and she purrs. That's all she has to do.
I think country cat would probably do that too. Probably. But not
no,
like
I don't
Chairman.
Think as reliable as Chairman Meow.
Chairman Meow.
I am very much attached to her.
I bet Country Cat doesn't pee on bags. Chairman Meow's
Chairman
got that.
Chairman Meow, she does exactly what I want her to.
She's Mama's little angel.
She is.
I thought that was interesting.
That is, your dad's cat is just a gorgeous calico, beautiful animal.
And even when that cat meows, that's another difference between country cat and this. I mean, that cat meows, it's like, meow, like our little cat, meow. Squeaks. Our cat just squeaks.
Our cat does squeak.
She squeaks and whines. This other cat, like when she wants my dad's attention, she's like, meow. Give me some food. Meow. Go over here and pet me. Meow. Meow.
Not ours. Ours is not like
not
that
ours.
At all.
Mm-mm.
She does want.
She'll meow.
She'll want it.
Meow. Meow. It's more like our cat. She's a little whiny thing.
She is. She cannot stand a closed door. Hates a closed door.
Yeah, she doesn't like that. She'd be a good fire inspector dude, keeping all the exits unblocked. So we got that.
Yes.
And you like Egypt stuff.
Yeah, tell me about this.
I thought you'd like this. They have found a new... and there's like, it even says in the top, massive Egyptian sarcophagus.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool? Look at that thing.
Yeah, I'm.
It's made of granite. It's 9 feet long, 5 feet wide. Damn.
That is a big sarcophagus.
Isn't it really? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
In fact, look at that. It says,
largest ever discovered.
It may be the largest sarcophagus ever discovered in Alexandria. Awesome, right?
Yeah.
And so
it may not have ever been cracked open.
It's never been. It says a thick layer of mortar covers it and suggesting it's never been open. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
So that will be very interesting when they do
finally.
Oh, and they
have so many ways now of.
That is the bust that was in the tomb with this sarcophagus. It's all newly discovered.
Yeah.
An alabaster head of a man that they obviously think is. Probably the person in the sarcophagus.
Woohoo! This will be interesting to see. This is great.
Right?
We barely watched that goofy mummy movie that was on. We don't know what's coming next.
I know. It says day somewhere between 304 and 30 BC. Wow.
Dang.
A time after the death of Alexander the Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of beautiful, too.
Yeah, it is. Who knows what's, like I said, who knows what artifacts are inside?
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows? They obviously think it was somebody of status.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know if it's like a king, but maybe obviously a rich person or somebody, maybe a high up in government,
it's
something.
It's the biggest
right?
sarcophagus they've ever found.
Maybe he's just overweight.
Maybe he's a giant.
Maybe, who knows what? Well, I think it's awesome. It says they're going to use x-rays, computer tomography, all kinds of scientific tests to appear inside without opening it first. But sooner or later, surely to God, somebody's going to open this thing.
Oh, I imagine they will, but it'll probably be years. They're going to take their time.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you don't get. Obviously, that's there's so many. There's been so many looters and pilfers in Egypt for so many years. There's hardly any of these. It's not, you know.
Just totally looted. You're right.
Yeah, looted. That's what I was trying to think of. So, what a find. Isn't that amazing? And another thing amazing, too, when you think that when things like this come up that I think of, and maybe it's just because we're getting older. But, yeah, 2,000 years is not that much in the whole scheme of the whole thing.
Oh, in humankind, yeah. But.
Right. In human, right. Since humans have been basically humans.
Wow.
2,000 years. We're rocking sarcophagi, however the plural is. People building pyramids and that kind of stuff. Just 2,000 years ago.
Okay.
I mean, people were dueling with guns 200
years
ago.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of like, no, 2,000 years ago, that's a long time ago in history for us. 200 years ago is not that long, but there's been so much that's happened, you know, in 200 years. 20 years ago is a blink of an eye, but so much has happened in the last 20 years.
I'm like you. If I had had, but you just can't learn everything. I get it. But yeah, I could have had some history teachers, I think, that would have really got me more interested.
Man, they sanitized it so bad. They dumbed it down and took everything interesting out of history.
In high school, grade school, and college history, every history class I ever took was basically memorizing a bunch of dates.
Yeah.
And bullshit names of legislature. Like some bill that was passed, you know, the whatever, the Cotton Act of 1787 that led to blah, blah, blah getting elected and 17 blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like it was monotonous.
It was
at least that's how my
useless
class was.
Facts that you couldn't even puzzle together. Like, I have no big picture of American history, and that's ridiculous.
Well, we should find a decent book on it. We know we've talked about on this show one of our podcasts that we
Hardcore
love listening
history.
To. Yeah, Dan Carlin, Hardcore History. That's one of the best damn shows.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I think I've got several documentaries, history documentaries, on my Netflix, like, watch list recently. So, I'm interested in it. It's a fascinating topic when you talk about the people in history and not just the dates and the documents.
Well, right. The things that led up to that document. Like, I get that you know, there's some dates and things, and that's important. But it means nothing unless you have it in context of what led to that and, you know, this and that. I saw a little thing the other day on, I go back and forth. Like, sometimes I want to watch some of these history things on Netflix and PBS and whatever. And then sometimes I feel like, I don't know. I just go through moods, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I caught a little bit of one that was I'm interested in, like, the Nazi Germany World War II kind of era. Uh-huh. And I kind of want to get into it, but all the documentaries and things that I see, I don't know. They focus on the mass killing and the, I want to know, like, more, like you said, the human part of it. What led up to it. And one of the ones I saw was a fascinating thing on Hitler's rise. And it was a news team, and he apparently documented everything. He was smart for his... He was a smart dude. He might have been crazy.
Manipulative,
evil.
But he was smart.
But in a way, he was smart. When he was... First, being a political person rising through the political ranks, he kept camera people with him all the time, filming everything he did, which that sounds today like, oh, sure, that's common sense. You didn't do that back then.
Yeah.
It was very revolutionary to have people following you and then making news reels and putting this stuff out almost like you would Facebook
propaganda.
Now. Yeah, he
propaganda.
Knew
propaganda. He knew propaganda.
Well, he went into the daggone swamps and backwoods and all these little teeny towns and places in Germany that apparently no other politician went and rallied all those people. Like, I'm just saying, that's the part that's kind of fascinating. That's the part that's kind of fascinating to me to see. Oh, so that's how he did something. You know, I don't know. It's just, I like the personal part, like you just said.
Okay.
It's nice learning tidbits like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, So maybe we can get some history stuff going.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. We've got to get we're watching several television shows in progress right now.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got the Here and Now and...
Yeah, we'll finish that and tell people how bad it sucks.
Yeah, that one, I'm not 100% invested in that one.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe the finale will be something.
Yeah, we can hope.
Tell everybody where we're at, Miss Petra.
We are at hillbillynerdtalk.com. And from there, you will find Hank's active Twitter account and my active Pinterest account.
Yeah, get on Pinterest. Give Petra a shout out.
Yes.
I've got some people from Twitter, Shadowhand, and some people that interact with us.
That's cool. That is cool. I think I do. I have a few back and forth, but again, I think Pinterest is a little less messagey back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think it's designed quite for the ease of that.
No, I don't think so.
That being said, they can still track you down, and they can find you, right? They can't message you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so there you go. It's been a good week. We're going to, I don't know. We got all kinds of stuff.
We got stuff planned. Yeah, we're planning on a music festival and so maybe a vacation.
Oh, my gosh.
Dun, 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 dun. We might leave town at the same time.
Yeah. We got all kinds of good stuff coming up, which we will tell you guys about as it happens. So thanks for letting me vent a little bit at the first of this. The lady was driving me crazy. It'll drive you crazy tomorrow, too, when you're
probably
over there.
Probably will. I'm sorry. I wasn't. I'm sore-tailed this evening, so I'm not the most sympathetic listener in the world. Hopefully, our other listeners will be and give Hank much support.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, baby.
All right, everybody. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.